when my next guest, Hugh Kenny from Cortec, established his business, tinting of car windows was one of his core activities. However, in the intervening 14 years, the service offering has transformed, and as a result, Cortec has recently secured a contract which will see it enter the UK market. Hugh will be discussing Cortec's success at the recent County Enterprise Awards, but what is Cortec and what products does it provide?
Cortec is a business based in Gorey in County Wexford. It's made myself and my wife Martina, set up in 2004, specialising in the supply and install of window films.
Excellent. So what products do you provide?
Our main core products are window film to reduce heat and glare coming into an office or your home. There's privacy to reduce maybe where people have an issue that they don't want, they need to protect what's maybe to be seen behind, in an office or in a store facility or whatever. And this, the bomb blast and security film is a big product with us now, where the film is it's a totally clear film that protects against break-ins. Mainly we work close with An Garda Síochána, with the OPW, where it's they're just trying to prevent, buy people time. Nothing can guarantee that it'll stop people getting into your premises, but this buys you a lot of valuable time while the emergency services arrive, when your alarm sits in. And one of the biggest things now that we do is the energy-saving film, where people are trying to reduce heat loss during those winter months through glazing, and also during the summer months where there's a lot of solar heat build-up. People want to just make an office or a home a more comfortable place to be.
So as you said, the business was established back in 2004, but I think originally you were focused on the motor trade in terms of putting a tint on car windows. But, you know, as years went on, more and more of the cars started arriving in from the factories with the tinting as standard. So you decided at that stage to actually adapt your business into the corporate sector. Talk us through that process.
Yeah, I was working in Dublin. Myself and Martina were working in Dublin, and we got married back in 2004, and Martina was working in banking in Dublin. Neither of us fancied the commute to travel from, we'd built back in Cranford, and neither of us fancied travelling to Dublin on a daily basis. I did for the first 3 months. Martina sought employment locally. After about 3 months, 4 months, the commute was just, I was finding it too difficult. So I always wanted to be in business on my own. So I set up A-Tint, tinting cars for dealerships and private individuals throughout Wexford, Waterford, and the rest, remainder of Leinster. And yeah, it, for the first 3 to 4 years, that's what I concentrated on, travelling the length and breadth of those areas, tinting cars for whatever reason, maybe for to secure vans to stop people seeing into them where they were carrying tools, but the biggest part was where people had kids in their cars, and with a lot of glass in them, they wanted to stop their kids being burning up in the cars, basically with overheating. And again, there was a big part of it as well back then, was where people wanted to, I suppose, improve the look of their car. It was the thing to do to get tinted windows. So we worked on that. We had to sell it a little bit down here, to be honest. It was bigger in Dublin, probably. So when I came down, I had to sell the concept of window tinting, and I got a couple of local dealerships who bought into it. And once they started to see how it worked and how good it looked on cars and how people were finding it, it seemed to take off from there.
Now, in 2008, 2009, of course, with the recession, the motor trade slowed down. That must have had an impact on the business. And then, of course, in addition to that, cars started arriving in from the factories with the tint built in.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a huge, I suppose, a big part of the decision making of the direction that we were going to drive the company. And mostly cars now, especially the upper, will come with a degree of tint in the back. So I had an idea where I wanted to grow the company anyway. I knew from, I've always been involved in sales, like from an early age. So I knew where the growth potential was for this business. And that was in the commercial sector, in businesses, in office blocks. Office blocks were springing up all over Dublin, all over the country. And they were, one thing that were full of was lots and lots of glass. And that brings its own problems. And that's where we had a solution for it. And that's the direction we very firmly took then.
Now, identifying an opportunity and executing that idea are two very different things. And of course, any range of, I suppose, change management within a business is a difficult thing to do. So talk to me about your plan at the time in terms of how you were going to adapt the business from the motor industry into the corporate office space industry.
Well, I suppose I had quite a few contacts in the building industry through family and friends, and I spoke to them and they put me in contact with architects. I actually done the hard sell, Carl, of knocking on the doors, going and meeting and asking to, could I get 15 minutes of your time to say what our product is capable of doing. Most people were familiar with what it done, and it was just a matter of getting a chance for them to give you an opportunity. See, a lot of the time they were dealing with somebody maybe existing, so it was up to us to listen, give me a chance, let's show you what we can do, and take it from there. And thankfully, that is how it started out, basically. That, and I would say, very crucially, we got a website. I was introduced to Niall Rec and Graffiti, and we built a website, and that was probably where we really saw the growth beginning to happen.
So you diversified into the corporate sector back in 2009, and now you've achieved national success. How have you gone from being a local business to a national one over that period?
I suppose, again, I would come back to it. It's been a good online presence. We've done a lot of heavy advertising, but we also done a lot of, trade shows where we got face-to-face with people. But crucially, Carl, I suppose, through persistence, and because I have always had a bit of a flair for sales, I got in front of these people and said, look, got 15 minutes at a time, and once they saw what the product does, that's where, and it's amazing, once you do a good job, people talk, and referrals is where most of our business comes from now, that QSs will talk amongst each other, engineers will talk to each other, architects, and once they start mentioning your name, it's amazing how things, and you start getting phone calls from people that you just had heard about you from somebody else, I suppose.
And Hugh, how competitive is your particular sector?
It's very competitive. It still comes down, a lot of it is still pricing. I think we came out of the recession, and there has been that, especially in the last couple of years, where pricing was probably the most important. But architects obviously know their stuff. They'll want to see performance, they'll want to see data, and they'll want to see that you can go. And facilities management people, builders, that want to see that you're going to deliver people in there to carry out a job quickly and with whatever time frames. And the time frames are getting tighter, because we're normally the last company to come in. If it's an office fit out or a new build, we're the last company to come in. So literally we're going out the back door as the staff are coming in the front door. So you have to deliver a service, and there's no room for error there, really.
Now, if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to the owner of Cortec, Hugh Kenny. Hugh, the company recently secured a contract which will see the company enter the UK market for the first time. What can you tell us about this specific contract?
This is a multinational technical company who we have been doing their work for over here for a couple of years. And they're opening a new office in the financial district in London. Due to the terrorism threat in London and throughout Europe, I suppose throughout the world, they have took two floors of an office block, a new office block, and we're installing a security film, anti-shatter, it's a bomb blast film, on all the glazing. So in the event of an explosion, this glass is held together, retained, so risk of injury to staff is reduced considerably. It's totally transparent, so it doesn't affect the look of the building, because obviously in a place like that, it's all about the aesthetics of a building, and so you can't put anything that's going to change it. So this is just, we've been doing the work over here, they liked what we've done, and their facilities people over here introduced me to people in London. I flew over, met them, told them what we do, and thankfully it took a bit of time just to do all the different, I suppose, parts of it, showing them samples, everything like that, going through what it can do. And so we've secured our first order there, so we're really looking forward to that.
So this threat of terrorism throughout Europe could be a blessing in one respect for your own business in terms of creating a new opportunity in that security area.
Yeah, well, we've done quite a few of the embassies in Dublin with film in the last 2 years. Again, the same thing, that it's just been, thankfully Dublin wouldn't be one of the ones, but these will roll out to all their embassies worldwide. And we have actually even a job in Israel that we were asked for, the same company had a branch over there, and we, through our network of fellow installers throughout, we contacted them and they fitted it for us over there. So yeah, it's something that there's a lot of growth in. Unfortunately, I suppose that's the sign of the times we live in.
And can you see a situation where insurance companies will be making that type of a film mandatory in office buildings in the future?
Well, I think it's certainly in parts of the world that is this situation at the moment, and normally that does spread. I would see it spreading over here, and it is because it doesn't affect the performance of the glass. It doesn't change the look of it. It's not going to take anything from a building. That's why people like it, and it's just like, the chances are nobody will ever see the benefit, and please God, they never will see the benefit of it. But when it's been, we would have videos and that to show people of test cases that we've done where glass has been exploded and the glass being retained completely takes away the risk of somebody being injured or possibly worse in an extreme case.
And focusing on the UK market, how do you plan to build your market presence there?
Well, already we will be carrying out the installation. It's May is due to that, and I'll be with the. We'll be sending over one of our own crews to carry out this work. I've already made a couple of contacts over there through sources I have, and I plan to meet them. And I'm going over. I mean, you can literally jump on a plane that's to London. You're over there in an hour, and we have contacts because we deal with a lot of multinational companies and construction firms. A lot of construction firms in this country are now in the UK and have been for quite a while. And because we've been doing a job for them, they have asked us, would you be interested in doing the work in the UK? And we've said, absolutely, yeah. And indeed, in further afield, they're working in places like Germany and Scandinavia, France. So we're prepared to travel and, you know, we see huge potential there.
Now, as I mentioned at the start of the interview, Cotec was announced as the overall winner at the County Enterprise Awards recently. Hugh, what did this mean for you and the team in Gorey?
Well, for myself and Martina, we have a team of staff that have been there with us since 2010 going forward. That's when we really saw the growth of the company. And these people, for us, it was a recognition, I suppose. As you know, Carl, running your own business, it's tough work. There's a lot of long hours, a lot of thankless work that you do that nobody ever, you know, and you don't even see the benefits yourself. So the likes of this here, it's just been nice to get it. And, you know, we work closely with the local enterprise office here. We're delighted to get it. And I suppose it's a recognition. And especially, I have to mention this, I wouldn't be here. I get the nice part of doing the interviews and that. But like Martina, Pamela and Veronica in the office, and the crew of installers that I have, I'm not going to start mentioning their names because I'll surely forget some of them. They're the people who are the reasons we've won this award, because they will stay and do a job, Carl, when, you know, at maybe till 10 o'clock at night if it took that to finish it, and they will make sure that the customer's happy.
And in terms of the local enterprise office, how beneficial have they been to you over the years?
Well, Carl, they have been phenomenal, to be honest. From the, like, I've been working with them for, again, back from, I suppose, 2009, 2010 with Breege and Tom and Angie and Caroline and others up there. And, like, it's the course they provide. I done a course with them in how to tender successfully. There was a LinkedIn clinic. There was being PR, marketing. It's just that. And it's just the way you can actually pick up the phone, ask advice. Apart from the financial support and grant aid that they give, you can, and you feel when you ring them that they're actually wanting to help you, and that comes across time and time again. It never seems to be a time when they're too busy to talk. And now they expect to see, when they help you out with whatever be granted, they expect to see results. And thankfully, we've been able to deliver those results through, taking on extra staff.
And Blaise Brosnan was telling me that you took part in his management development program last year. What did you learn from that?
Well, I would say of things I've done in business since 2004, that's probably been the most beneficial to me. I would say, Carl, I took several things from it every night. The only downside was that you go home at night, you'd be 2 o'clock in the morning before you go to sleep, with so many things running through your head. But like Blaise would tell you, all them things are good if you don't, but it's about implementing them. And I still work with Blaise and I'm in contact with him on a constant basis. So anybody that's in business that has the opportunity to do that course, I'd say sign up for it straight away.